From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
Two Chatham girls basketball players were recently named All-State. Ja'Kiah Jiggets was named first team All-State, while Sydney Ward was named second team All-State. The Chatham girls went 26-1 and made it to the state quarterfinals this season. In spring high school sports action, the Chatham baseball team opened the season with a dominant 18-2 win over GW on Wednesday. In soccer action, the GW boys beat Chatham 5-0 to open the season, and the GW girls beat Chatham 4-3 in their season opener. The Tunstall boys soccer team also opened their season with a win as they handled Gretna 11-0, while the Tunstall girls fell to Alta Vista 3-1. In day one of the NCAA tournament yesterday, two of the three ACC teams in action advanced to the second round. Number one overall seed Duke survived a tough test from Siena and won 71-65. They'll play TCU in the second round on Saturday. Louisville beat South Florida 83-79 and will take on Michigan State on Saturday. And 11 seed VCU upset 6 seed UNC 82-78. Three more ACC teams will be in action on day two of the NCAA tournament today at 1:50 p.m. on TBS. 3-seed Virginia will take on 14-seed Wright State. 8-seed Clemson will play 9-seed Iowa at 6:50 on TNT. And then at 10:10 tonight, 7-seed Miami will battle 10-seed Missouri. Racing returns to South Boston Speedway tomorrow with the King of the Modifieds. The event will feature three races. The third annual 125-lap Smart Modified Tour King of the Modifieds, a 100-lap race for the Hitachi Energy Late Model Stock Car Division, and a 35-lap Southern Ground Pounders Vintage Racing Club race are all on the docket. The gates will open at 9 a.m. with the first race at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.